It's actually interesting. I think your comment around the quarterly grind, even
yeah,
if you're motivated by that, you just get tired of it over time.
Yeah, I think there are definitely people who are just kind of like, this is my life forever. Is this really what I'm going to do?
You're listening to Well Said, where customer success leaders share their best advice on a single topic in around 5 minutes. Today, we're joined by Stacy Ward, who has led customer success teams at Red Canary, Kapost, and CA Technologies.
So, Stacy, people in sales generally try to maximize their personal income as a primary goal. And customer success generally, not always, but is generally compensated at a lower rate at most companies. But 7 years ago, you decided to make the switch from sales to CS anyway. So can you talk to us about what motivated that change?
Two things. One, yes, money is certainly better in sales, not going to lie. And there comes a point, however, that it comes at a cost, right? And that constant need to hit your quota, exceed your quota quarter after quarter. And the second that quarter's over, it's, well, what have you done? Your new quarter starts and it's, what have you done for me lately? So that was part of it. And then I also started seeing just more and more information around customer success. I'd reached a point in my career where it was kind of like, okay, I've done this sales thing. I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. I want to try something else that's more interesting and new. What I realized is the type of sales that I had done had to have customer success as a part of it. If I didn't continue to work with the same customer, I didn't make any money. So they were almost always land and expand. You either just got, you sold one product and then you were trying to sell the rest of the suite for an SDLC suite, or you were able to just get that little toehold in one organization and you really wanted the entire organization to convert to whatever it was. And I saw where customer success was that role where, wait a minute, I've been doing this all along. This is a chance for me to do just that. And I saw that there were many more opportunities to move up in leadership versus sales, where it's been forever. And, you know, there were 20 people vying for that VP role instead of three who had the experience.
And can you think about specific skill sets that a sales manager needs to build to successfully transition into a success-oriented role?
The biggest one is that long-term strategic vision. Instead of being so focused on the quarter at hand, it's what is this going to look like? And because you have that view, you have some time to build a long-term strategy with a customer and understand that we're going to do this quarter and then this next quarter. You really feel much more like you're in partnership as opposed to you're on opposite sides of the table. So that's the biggest change. The other piece is how very much you have to leverage all the parts of the organization. When I presented, you know, what does customer success do? I use this wheel idea where customers at in the middle, the next ring is customer success, and then the rest of the wheel, every spoke is every single other part of the organization. Because if you think about finance and accounting, like what does that have to do with customer success? Well, if the customer, you know, if they're late on a payment, the invoice is wrong, and F&A don't do their job well and have very thoughtful communications, that can erode your customer's feelings about your organization. Has nothing to do with the product, has nothing to do with how customer success engaged. So it's really important for that customer success leader to forge relationships in every single other part of the organization. I think that's one of the biggest differences. You can't be that big bully. Hey, I'm the sales guy and I get to go do this and, you know, demand. It's, hey, we really need to work together because our goals are long-term customer value and we want them to stay forever. Let's work together on that.
And that was well said. Every week on this podcast, you'll hear fresh ideas from some of the top leaders in customer success. So wherever you're listening right now, just go click the subscribe button and make sure you don't miss the next episode.